In this time after Easter, we celebrate today the myrrh-bearing women, the woman who came to give Jesus the final Christian act of charity, to anoint his body in the tomb according to the ancient Jewish custom to prepare him for burial. And there they saw an angel who said to them, "Rejoice." Picture that scene. You're in a tomb, and people are often afraid to go to cemeteries. But as I said in Ukrainian, that's probably the last place you're going to die. You're probably going to die at home or at work or in the shopping mall. But no one's afraid to go there. They're afraid to go to the one place where they probably will never die. I don't know what their percentages are. You can look that up. But how few people die in cemeteries? But here Jesus is saying, "I'm changing the finish line. Christ is risen. Life does not end in the tomb. Life goes on. And we are both responsible for what we do, and we have an opportunity to keep on living." Sometimes when people are taught the faith, they say, "Oh, they taught me to be guilty. Oh, they taught me to be afraid." What they should teach you is how to live. How to live not for today, but how to live because your life will go on forever. And everything you do and think and say has eternal value. There are a few symbolic measures that we in the Ukrainian Catholic Church celebrate to remind us of how we are traveling this path. For example, from Easter until Pentecost, we never kneel because Christ is risen. In Greek, Anastasia means to rise. So whether we pray at home or pray in community, pray here in church, we don't kneel. We always remain standing when we pray. On the altar, did you notice what is on the altar? The burial shroud that Joseph of Arimathea purchased to bury Jesus in, according to the Jewish custom. Because when Jesus rose, he spent 40 days with his apostles. So we put the plushtinicha on the altar for 40 days. And there's a beautiful prayer called Tsaru Nebesni, Heavenly King, that we do not say because that is a prayer to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is sent on Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. So on the Feast of Pentecost, the entire church will kneel and pray to the Holy Spirit to remind us. This is not just a self-help religion or philosophy of life, but a belief in a God that cares about us, participates in our life, and affects history. And the final point and thought today is this. Sometimes people think great things happen at great, large events. Revolutions in Venezuela. Big, great concerts of 60,000 people. Gatherings of a million people. On Mother's Day, we should be reminded that the greatest things in history happen when a mother teaches her child how to live. This is good, this is bad. Choose well, because you are not just choosing one thing, you are choosing your life forever. You are choosing the future. And what you choose affects everybody. Today, the myrrh-bearing women were a handful of women who want to do something great. And they had the proclamation of the resurrection given to them by an angel. Joseph of Arimathea was one guy. The apostles ran away. Who went after the body of Jesus? In the military, we have a saying, we leave no man behind on the battlefield. We take our wounded and our dead with us. We leave no one behind. Joseph of Arimathea was bold enough to go to Pilate and says, I want the body of Jesus. He deserves a decent burial. And finally, on the cross, who was it that stood by? Why, his fellow Israelites laughed at Jesus and said, come down from the cross and we will believe. A felon, the good thief. It's kind of nice to call him a good thief, but you don't get capital punishment for just being a thief. He was a felon, a convicted felon, being hung on the cross. And he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. One of the great acts of hope and faith is, no matter who you are, in the quiet of your own conscience and in your own heart, you can rise from the dead and say, I may have done a lot of things wrong in my life, but today with Christ, I believe in his power to resurrect me from my past, and I can start something new. This is something not just reserved for felons, but for all of us to say every day, a new life, a new choice with my God, Christ who rose from the dead and can make me rise every day. Christos Voskres.